The Supreme Court traditionally rules on parties' eligibility to take part in elections. This year, there's intense interest in that ruling. That's because Greek's National Party is the vehicle of this man, Ilias Kassidiaris, former spokesman for Golden Dawn, Greece's neo-fascist party, condemned as a criminal organization in 2020, its leading figures sentenced to 14 years in jail. Kassidiaris' lawyer says he can't constitutionally be prevented from running.
The Greek constitution requires an irrevocable criminal conviction to bar any citizen from elected office. So a person has to be found guilty on appeal to the Supreme Court. Here we have the unique situation of a person with the first conviction being stripped of the right to office, while he still enjoys the presumption of innocence.
Greece's constitution is very liberal. It makes it essentially impossible to disqualify parties. That's why the ruling New Democracy Conservatives focused on disqualifying Kassidiaris and his colleagues as individuals.
The government has passed three legal amendments in the last 2 years aimed at keeping former Golden Dawn members out of parliament. The amendments broadly say that certain types of convicted felons may not participate in or lead political parties or be in effective control of political parties that they've put straw men nominally in charge of. But opponents of these amendments, both in the judiciary and in parliament, have said that they are potentially unconstitutional.
Constitutional lawyer Yanis Drossos is among those who believe the government has pushed the constitution to its limit. But even he says the government did the right thing, albeit in a legally clumsy way.
The racist and Nazi speech, which is prohibited both in my country and in Europe, and it is accepted that it is by virtue of the constitution prohibited, cannot be licit and legal, transformed into electoral speech and electoral activity.
Another right-wing party has been approved to run. Its leader is not a felon, demonstrating how difficult it may be for Greece to bypass Europe's political swing to the right. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Athens.